Good morning.
A Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. 228,516 amazing dollars in that lockbox, but we have a ways to go. WAMC.org.
Well, we only have a day less than 2 weeks, and we are approaching the halfway point. We need to get to the $500,000 mark, which is a symbol of what we as a community can do and have always done. You know, maybe someday it won't work. Maybe someday people will turn their backs and say, they don't need me. I'll let somebody else do it. But that's not who you are, and I know that. And I'm incredibly thankful and grateful that you're there and that you'll do what you can to make this thing whole. So today, we're going to go roaring through the halfway part of this drive, and I know it, and I know you'll be there, and I know that everything you can do to make WAMC what it has always been will happen. We cannot give it up. What is going on in this country is beyond belief. Now we have judges, see, telling Trump, give up that information, stop the stonewalling, and he's going to try to get it to the Supreme Court and bring it on. We have testimony now coming out in the papers this morning that Michael Cohen was promised basically a pardon by lawyers if he would shut up. The lawyers, of course, deny it for the White House, but let's just see where that one goes. It's a terror. I don't know how we got here, but we sure need WAMC more than ever. And if everybody doesn't understand that, if everybody could put $5 in or $10 or $100 or $1,000, we'd be whole. So today's the day to do it, folks. Just go to WAMC.org and follow the prompts and put the money in. Or if you want to wait till 9 o'clock, you can and dial 1-800-323-9262. Okay, folks, let's do it. Let's do it now.
The on-air drive starts Monday, June 3rd. Well, Congressman Nadler is set to punish Don McGahn after the White House has directed the former counsel not to testify.
Well, he's doing what he can. My sense of McGahn is that he's not the worst of the crew. He's being told by the Trump people, you cannot. And Nadler's doing exactly the right thing. Nadler's saying, okay, we're commanding you, we're subpoenaing you to get up here, and you won't do it, so we're going to hold you in contempt. No lawyer wants to be held in contempt because you don't know how this thing is going to end up. You could end up without a law license.
Now to climate change. In a headline in the New York Times, EPA plans to get deaths off the books by changing its math. The new model to calculate the health risks of air pollution would sharply lower estimated deaths from new looser rules for coal plants. Alan, this morning I heard on the BBC that the ice caps are now rapidly melting so fast that at least some areas of the earth, including, I believe they said, Bangladesh, would be underwater sooner than expected.
Not only Bangladesh, how about Manhattan? We know what happened in Hurricane Sandy. The subways got flooded. We saw Al Gore standing by a map of Manhattan saying it would be underwater, and it will. But we're doing nothing. Again, pinch me, wake me up, tell me that this isn't happening. Tell me that this world, which spends gazillions on defense and the potential for killing each other, can't get it together, especially this country, which pulls out of these agreements, in order to stop carbon emissions and to stop the kind of desecration that we have created here. It's more than I can bear.
Well, we spoke just this past week with the chair, now it looks like ex-chair, of the Republican Party in New York State, Ed Cox. Headlines now blaring from Empire Report and other well-known media outlets that he will exit as the state's GOP chief to join the Trump campaign, bringing in Nick Langworthy, who is the GOP chairman in Erie County.
It's a bad scene for our friend Ed Cox. Look, he is a Trumper right down to his shoes, but he really is a guy who comes out of the liberal wing of the Republican Party. You know, even Dick Nixon, his father-in-law, and Rockefeller and the rest of the guys, George Pataki, these are people who were centrist Republicans. Look, they weren't the progressive Democrats, but they were centrist Republicans. They're out now. Ed Cox has had a series of devastating things happen to him professionally. He has to put up with the fact that they haven't won an election in a long time. So along comes a conservative from the Buffalo end of the state, and he's, you know, you have to go because you haven't produced. You know, he's had a long and wonderful ride. They give him a post in the Trump campaign, but nobody should be fooled. This guy Langworthy is the real Trumper in this situation, and I don't expect that he's going to have a lot more luck in 2020 when this presidential election comes up, but there'll be state and local offices going wildly against Trump just in terms of a protest. So they may have changed their leader. I don't know what it's going to do for them.
What is your reaction to a new Gallup poll that finds 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism?
I'm not surprised. You know, socialism is a dirty word to so many people. To many people, it wrongly connotes communism. We know from my conversations with Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo that when you go to a public library, you're engaging in socialism. When you take advantage of public education, you're engaging in socialism. And yet, socialism and communism were so intertwined and for so long in this country that it's amazing that you have 45% of the people who say, yeah, socialism's a good thing. I'm a socialist from the perspective that everybody needs health care, for example. Everybody needs education and everybody needs higher education. Do I believe that the means of production should be owned by the state? I do not, because I know what that leads to. Nevertheless, that's what we are facing here as this fulcrum goes back and forth between unrestricted capitalism and socialism. Somewhere there's a proper balance.
Maybe it's right here at WAMC, where we bring everyone together around the information that's so important to all of our lives. WAMC.org. We got to get halfway in that lockbox.
Halfway in the lockbox? We have to do it by the time the panel is over. Come on now, everybody. You know what it means to you because you listen, and we're counting on you. Thank you.